Right, now, on a slightly lighter note, slightly less depressing, I've got a nice little story about showing how cutting-edge science you can find in the most everyday of items. Now, you've probably made quite a lot of sandcastles in your life, Helen.
What are you saying? Is that what marine biologists spend their time doing? Yes, occasionally, I admit.
Now, have you ever wondered why it's quite so easy? Not necessarily to build beautiful sandcastles with all the turrets and make it look beautiful, but actually just to make damp sand stick together.
It just seemed to me fairly obvious that a dry sand doesn't, it just tumbles down and you can't build anything upwards if it's just dry. So make it wet and that's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's actually what's quite fascinating about it, because you can mix anywhere between about 1% water in your sand mix and at least 20% or more of water in your sand. And the sand actually behaves almost identically. Its strength is exactly the same. You can change the amount of water hugely and it has no effect. Now, you may have not have asked this question, but Mario Scheele in the Max Planck Institute in Göttingen in Germany did. But actually finding out the answer of what's going on is quite difficult because it's a three-dimensional problem, because you've got all these sand grains all in three dimensions and water interacting with it. So you can't just look at it and find out what's going on. So what you had to use was something called an X-ray microtomography. This is a miniature version of a CAT scanner you find in hospitals, which takes a series of X-ray images from lots of different directions and uses a computer to put them together into a 3D model. So you can see where the water is and where the sand is. So they took 3D images, lots of different piles of sand with different amounts of water, and measured the properties of the mixtures as well. Now, what seems to be happening is the water forms little bridges between the sand grains that look a bit like two bells from a trumpet glued together. It's a little bit of water in between the two sand grains. And the surface tension from this water tends to pull the grains together, giving the wet sand its strength. You'd have thought the more water you add, the more bridges you get, and eventually it would just get really, really strong. But actually what happens is once you get beyond about 1% of water, you don't actually get that many more bridges, because the bridges tend to start merging together. So instead of getting lots of small bridges, you get the same sort of number of bigger bridges, which aren't actually any stronger than the small ones. So this tends to mean that there's no change in strength at all. Now, this might just sound like fascinating news for the under-8s, but understanding how granular materials behave is really important to understanding how soils behave. You're going to build a building, how concrete flows, and stability of slopes, amongst loads and loads of other things.
So is there a secret to building the best sandcastle then?
I think basically it is. There's not much of a secret. You can
just
use any
it.
Kind of huge change.
Surely once you get too much water there, it'll all just sort of fall apart.
Yes, if you get far too much water, then you stop getting the bubbles in between. You don't get the air in between, so the surface tension doesn't act, so it gets really weak again. So you've got to have the mixture of the air, the water and the sand to make it quite strong.